CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keys. There are some flight cancellations as the FAA temporarily grounds more than 170 Boeing 737 MAX 9 aircraft. This after part of an Alaska Airlines plane fell off and a window blew out in the air, forcing an emergency landing. This woman was on board.
Look to my left and there's this huge chunk, part of the airplane, just like missing. And the wind is just extremely loud. There's wind blowing everywhere.
No one was hurt, but Boeing says it supports the decision to require immediate inspections of those aircraft. WTOP reporter Dan Ronan with the latest.
In the U.S., Alaska Airlines and United fly the newer Boeing jets. A section of the plane's fuselage broke apart moments after takeoff. Professor Anthony Brickhouse is with Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University.
Pilots trained for emergencies, so they knew exactly what to do. Also, the flight attendants did a good job in the cabin, you know, trying to keep those passengers calm.
Brickhouse believes investigators will be able to find the damaged section of the plane. He says it's a key piece of the evidence. Dan Ronan for CBS News, Chevy Chase, Maryland.
Three more people arrested for the deadly January 6th insurrection. 3 years to the day, supporters of Donald Trump stormed the Capitol as he falsely claimed that the 2020 election was stolen. CBS's Scott McFarland looks back.
Some beat police with poles, bats, sticks, stolen police shields, chemical spray, or their bare hands. Some called police traitors, chanted "Hang Mike Pence," or rifled through the office of Nancy Pelosi.
This is President Biden warns of a threat to democracy in this year's election, and former President Trump fires back.
We have a man, he can't put two sentences together, he can't speak. He can, although yesterday he tried to play tough guy, you know, I'm a threat to democracy. He's a threat to democracy because he's incompetent. I mean, he's incompetent.
Parts of the East Coast are getting walloped by a winter storm. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is warning residents to watch out.
We are predicting a potential 6 to 10 inches of snow in the northwestern portion of the state, and that would be especially Sussex and Warren counties. There's also a potential for minor coastal flooding.
But in New Orleans, the party is just getting started as carnival season begins. There's a streetcar ride down St. Charles Avenue with riders in costumes, of course. All of the fun starts on this 12th day after Christmas and continues until Fat Tuesday, the final day of feasting and fasting before Ash Wednesday. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. 25 states are raising their minimum wage this year, but not Wisconsin, where baseline pay remains at $7.25 an hour. Mike Mohn spoke with an expert who says that leaves some workers behind.
Labor economist Laura Dresser has studied the issue for the Center on Wisconsin Strategy. It says even though employers are increasingly offering higher wages in a tight labor market, competitive pay isn't reaching everyone.
So the $7.25 really matters, but it's less binding today than it was in the past. But for the workers who really have those constraints on opportunity because of their concerns about immigration status, concerns about physical mobility, employers can really take advantage of that.
She says that makes it especially hard when there's more pressure from inflation. Her findings show that raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2028 would boost pay for nearly 15% of Wisconsin workers. Skeptics of such moves argue about hurting businesses, but Dresser says research on California's higher level found no measurable impact on jobs. Dresser notes that supporting a higher minimum wage is not necessarily a political issue, with increases seen in both conservative and left-leaning states. She points out that in those states, it's not just the workers who are benefiting.
You can also see that in state economies where they've raised the minimum wage, that there's actually a payoff that employers are receiving, because while they've raised the wage, they're also reducing costs associated with turnover and open positions that they can't fill.
She says the higher wage helps the employee with things like transportation and childcare, making it easier for them to stay in their job. Dresser's research also notes that black and brown workers and women stand the most to gain when there's a minimum wage boost. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, cloudy skies with a chance of snow, a high near 33. A few snow showers tonight, a low near 25. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, we'll see a high near 34. Sunday night, mostly cloudy, 23. Cloudy skies and 34 again on Monday.
Currently 33 degrees.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our fine producer for the day, engineer, Mr. Sam Davidson, on the board, filling in for Mr. Zomers, who is a little under the weather. It is Friday, January 5th, 2024, 6 now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour 2 of the big program. Sam, once again, we appreciate you being here. Always fantastic. What do you think of Brady Ewing?
I'm not a huge sports guy, okay. but it's cool to listen to you guys.
Right?
Yeah.
And like you, a Wisconsin Badger alum.
Yeah, exactly.
So there you go. A couple of Badgers at the same time. Mm-hmm. He's just a great guy. Like I say, our parents live about a house apart in Richland Center. So I always appreciate his time and insight on both the college and the professional level of sports. So we appreciate Brady for being here.
Great to hear.
And again, Mr. Zomers out ill today. And so pinch hitting in the lineup, the fine Sam Davidson. I want to make this observation because, I have lost most of the hair on the head. And so, about a year and a half ago, I grew this kind of halfway beard. And Sam started with this, and he had this fine mustache. He was a fine mustachioed person. And I came in after the holiday break, and I was working in the studio, and Sam was over there in the production, the engineer part. And I kept thinking, what's different? And I'm like, he shaved his mustache off.
Always keep them guessing.
Now tell people why you shaved the mustache.
Well, my girlfriend, she had never seen me without it. I've had a mustache for a little over a year and a half now.
Okay.
Until just before New Year's, that is.
Uh-huh.
And she wanted to see, so I just kind of did it one day. And like I walked out and she was just like, wait, what?
Does she like you better with or without?
She says she's kind of indifferent.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so, see, it's just an indication she cares and loves about you for who you are.
Exactly.
But doesn't it feel different after you've had it for a while and then you shave it off?
Well, when I first shaved it, like my upper lip felt really weird because like I hadn't felt anything besides hair there for more than a year. It felt kind of tingly whenever you touched it, but now it just feels like other skin, I guess. Yeah.
You get used to it either way.
Yeah.
See, in college, I grew a mustache for a girl. Mm. And then, like, a couple, 3 years ago, I grew a beard for a guy.
So, yeah.
but as it turns out, my relationships have determined my facial hair.
The things we do for each other.
The things you do for love.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers has a beard of his own, but that's a whole other subject. So, yeah. Anyway. Aaron, what a goofball that guy is. Have you seen this story where he's attacking or he's going after Jimmy Kimmel? Accusing Jimmy Kimmel of being wrapped up in this Epstein thing.
Jimmy Kimmel's response.
Right? Was basically like, shut the blankety blank up because I'm going to sue your blankety blank butt off.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think he has grounds to.
Yeah. I mean, so, it's valid. And then, I wouldn't want to be accused of being on that list. So.
Right?
Yeah.
For the, and Jane Matt Nair on the air before our show did a great job along with Greg Bach of setting this up. But for those that don't know, Aaron Rodgers was on the Pat McAfee show now is it McAfee or McCaffrey? I'm not sure. Anyway, was on ESPN. And, you know, Rodgers comes on and talks about anti-vaccine and wants to box, Fauci. I mean, for real, he does that. And it's just a crap show. And so this week he decided to pick on Jimmy Kimmel because Kimmel's made fun of Aaron Rodgers for some of his nonsense of anti-vaccine and whatnot. And so Aaron Rodgers decides to go after Kimmel and suggest that Kimmel's name is going to be on the Epstein list of people who flew on the plane down to this island where we know that Jeffrey Epstein himself was convicted of some of these crimes against underage girls. But again, there's all kinds of people. And just because someone's name appears as, hey, I showed up at this place, you know, does not necessarily incriminate you or that you were participating in the illicit and alleged illegal activity.
Like Stephen Hawking?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I just, you know, I'm not sure what was up with that.
Neither do I, but it's kind of funny. It's interesting.
It's very interesting. Yeah. It's very interesting. And the fact that Aaron Rodgers starts insinuating somehow that Jimmy Kimmel was part of these illicit and illegal activities, and Kimmel just shut it down. You're right, Sam. And on Twitter basically said, look, you're endangering my family. And Jane made the point in the show before ours that, you know, there are people out there that hear lies and made up things who take it very seriously. Some of these people may be dealing with mental health issues of their own. Some of these folks are caught up in the deep MAGA cult and they take up arms. There have been, you know, instances of this. So, you know, once again, I could not be happier that we have moved on in Green Bay from Aaron Rodgers and now have Jordan Love. That's the transition there. And speaking of goofy MAGA things, I saw this morning. And I thought, you know, really, is this where we're at? And I hesitated whether or not to use this in the show. But again, I'm going to do it under the auspices of you need to know what's out there. So first of all, and Sam probably won't. Do you know the name Paul Harvey?
I think I've heard it.
He was a great broadcaster for like 50 years or whatever on radio, a little bit television. But he had an iconic voice. And he did a noon show, noon to quarter after, and Paul Harvey news and commentary. And his big on Friday, he would come on the show and say, good morning, Americans. It's Friday. Stand by for news. And he did that. And then he did a show called The Rest of the Story, where he would pick someone who maybe had a different name and then told this great story. And at the end, it was revealed that it was actually somebody famous, but you never knew the rest of the story.
My dad, that's a catchphrase of his, is like, really? Now you know the rest of the story. So I'm guessing that's where it's from.
Well, thanks, Sam. I appreciate my dad. So basically, I'm old enough to be your father. I am, actually. But, but no, yes, if you're of a certain generation or age, you knew who Paul Harvey was. It was on during lunch. A great broadcaster. So we're going to play you a little bit of the actual speech or broadcast that Paul Harvey did called God Made a Farmer. And then we're going to tell you the latest iteration. Here's Paul Harvey, the actual Paul Harvey.
And on the eighth day, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a caretaker. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, milk cows, work all day in the fields, milk cows again, eat supper, then go to town and stay past midnight at a meeting of the school board. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to sit up all night with a newborn colt and watch it die, then dry his eyes and say, maybe next year. I need somebody who can shape an axe handle from a persimmon sprout, shoe a horse with a hunk of car tire, who can make harness out of hay, wire, feed sacks, and shoe scraps, who planting time and harvest season will finish his 40-hour week by Tuesday noon, and then painin' from tractor back put in another 72 hours. So God made a farmer.
So there you go. It goes on. It's an iconic piece by Paul Harvey. My grandparents were dairy farmers, and I always thought that was fantastic, a great salute to America's agriculture and farmers. It's a great piece. I think for one of the Super Bowl ads a couple, 3 years ago, it was either Chevy or Dodge. Somebody used that clip, obviously paid a lot for it, got permission, and did a great ad around that with a truck saluting America's agricultural industry. Well, I wake up this morning, and I look at my socials, and here now, and we're only going to play a brief part of this. This is what the MAGA folks have done. I'm not sure whether it's through AI or what, but here's what Donald J. Trump is sending out today.
And on June 14th, 1946, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a caretaker. So God gave us Trump. God said, I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, fix this country, work all day, fight the Marxists, eat supper, then go to the Oval Office and stay past midnight at a meeting of the heads of state. So God made Trump. I need somebody with arms, strong enough to rustle the deep state, and yet gentle enough to deliver his own grandchild. Somebody to ruffle the feathers, tame cantankerous World Economic Forum, come home hungry, have to wait until the First Lady is done.
All right. I threw up a little bit there. I'm sorry. It's not a hairball. I had a moment. I mean, just, can you believe that? They have used AI to try to, and it's, if you listen to them like we just did, it's clear that it's not the actual Paul Harvey. Of course, it couldn't be. Paul Harvey has passed away. They have taken a beautiful piece saluting America's dairy farmers from the late, great Paul Harvey and bastardized it into this ridiculous, I mean, you watch this thing and you listen to it. If that ain't a cult, I don't know what is. And look, I've said this on this program before. As a former Republican who left the party in 2011, there are still people out there running for sheriff, running for register of deeds in places in Wisconsin who are decent, good folks who they just run as Republican because that's what they always did. That's very different, in my opinion, than a MAGA cult who creates what we just played for you, suggesting that God has created Donald Trump to come and rule America. I mean, it's ridiculous to me. What do you make of this, Sam?
I mean, I laugh at it, right? But I also know that there are quite a few people who take it absolutely seriously and think that Trump is basically God himself.
And I just, as a person of faith, you know, I mean, I don't get it. Like, I'm not the perfect Christian by a long shot, but I do know the basics of the Bible and Christianity, and it's not so much what you say, it's your actions and what you do, how you treat your fellow man, your fellow person. And for people to get wrapped up and think that somehow Trump has been ordained by God, I just, for the love of goodness gracious, I do not get it. 844-967-2789. If you want to weigh in, 844-967-2789. Let's go quickly to Dick in Madison. Dick, about a minute here. It's all yours. What say you?
I can't. I didn't know where to go after hearing that. But I know, right? There needs to be a disclaimer out there real fast from the other side. The guy who mismanaged COVID, killed another 200,000 people, mismanaged the economy. Blah, blah. Oh, my Lord. Where do you start?
Right?
That is absolutely the most perverse thing I've ever heard.
When I saw it this morning, and Trump retweeted this out. I'm not sure if this came from his campaign or someone created it and he retweeted it. I was just taken up like you. I'm like, what do I say about this?
For once, I'm just totally speechless.
I know. Just when you think you've that seen is, it all. Just when you think you've yeah. seen and heard it all.
Yeah, it goes more to something I read somewhere in the last few days. You're going to have a heck of a sense of humor going forward the next year to get by the reality of the world.
Back, thanks, Dick. Back after this on the All Balls Show on Civic Media.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app. The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the program on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 20 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, going to have Peter Rapine join us live from EPOM's World, taking a look back at the headlines from the last week and a little bit over the holiday as well. Always a great time. Also, always a couple of laughs. And what I love about this segment, Sam, is that this is not fiction. These are not things that are made up. They scour the web, the internet, as it were, and they find actual stories of goofy things that people have done.
What is this that you're talking about?
It's called Peter Rapine of EPOM's World. It's one of the first websites out there that kind of brought together a bunch of different headlines and with a comedic slant. But again, these are actual things that people have actually done. It shows the stupidity of the human mind.
It's a collection of, say, like Florida Man stories.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But not all Florida. Some of them are other places. So. Mm-hmm. He'll be along at the bottom of the hour. Right now, talking a little bit about, we played it for you here, the original Paul Harvey, the late great broadcaster, who had this piece called God Made a Farmer. And this morning, I'm not sure if it's from the Trump campaign or the MAGA folks, they put out a piece called God Made Trump, bastardizing the work of Paul Harvey, trying to replicate his voice, making it sound like it was Paul Harvey itself with AI. I just think it's goofy. I just think it's absolutely goofy. Here, off the text line, and feel free to text us via the Civic Media app. If you don't have the app, you can download it at your favorite app store, either iPhone or Android. Simply go to your search bar, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. Little icon comes up, punch it. Takes less than a minute to download, and guess what? It is free, gratis, zero. Won't cost you a dime. It's what Gail King at CBS Mornings calls a deal, the Civic Media app. So give us a text off the line. Our own Mr. Zommers checking in from the deathbed. No, he's not. He's going to be fine. He's not on his deathbed. He's well enough to text, as it turns out. So Zommers texts in and he says, Donald Trump is a man who appears to go out of his way to violate as many of the Ten Commandments as he can every day. This is absolutely vile. It's an affront to democracy and to God. Well, there you go. Zommers weighing in. I agree. Here is Dana from La Crosse listening in on WLCX up in La Crosse. She says, quote, so Paul Harvey is a right-wing radio icon, and they went and did that to him? That is a blasphemy, unquote. Now, I guess back in the day, Paul Harvey might have been considered conservative for his day. I think he was a kind of a Reagan fan, if I remember right. But you juxtapose him to Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity, and I'm telling you, Paul Harvey is not that kind of a right-wing, you know, talk show host. So I get that. Also, off the text line here, going back a little bit, Andrew from Maine, listening in on WAUK in Waukesha, has a great point. Jane's guest, the great Jane Matinair of Matinair on the Air, which precedes our show. Jane last on the last show had retired Navy Admiral Michael Smith and pointed out, we will not change the minds of those who are convinced. We can hope to educate those who are too busy or don't have the bandwidth to process all the partisan actions in politics so they can have better information before going to the polls, unquote. That's a great point. And I didn't get to listen to because we were preparing for our show, but I did hear a little bit of that guest of Jane's on the last show. And he's absolutely right. And again, so glad that Jane and Greg brought that up. Also, Andrew from Maine says, as an independent voter, what I am most afraid of with Trump is that he will do what he says. Use the authority of the federal government to jail those who speak out against him, including the press. Ignore any will of citizens he does not agree with, and figuratively, if not literally, destroy the Constitution. Not to mention use of his position to make millions of dollars for himself and his family with no regard for the over 330 million citizens. And as he disregards the justice system, others will do the same, leading to increased violence and actions spawned by hatred, unquote. Thank you, Andrew from Maine, for listening in. Let's see, what else we got here? Some breaking news, apparently. Someone giving us the news here, we'll have to double check this, Sam, that Wayne LaPierre may be resigning from the NRA. Give us any insight there,
Fox
Sam?
Fox News says the same thing, so it looks like it's true.
Well, if Fox News is saying that Wayne LaPierre is resigning from the NRA, if true, and we're going to assume that it is for right now, if true, as they say, this is big. I'm just going to check one other quick source here, because this I'd appreciate the listener for giving us this
NBC
information.
NBC also.
Oh, there you go.
Only like 10 minutes ago.
Well, I appreciate – so this is big. And appreciate everybody giving me the heads up there. Wayne LaPierre, the head of the National Rifle Association, the NRA, resigning. Big for a couple of reasons. And we talked about this briefly on a prior show. The NRA has been losing both money and membership at record levels the last few years. And I think it's an indication of a couple of things. A, they're finally being seen as an extreme group. And B, people are getting, as one of our callers or texters pointed out, education, right? People are beginning to say, you know what? It's just not reasonable to have some of the positions of the NRA. I've talked about this on prior shows, but full disclosure, for a time, and this is like 30 years ago, I was an NRA member myself. Ran for public office, state assembly, as a pro-Second Amendment guy. But I always said, look, I also believe in waiting periods. I believe in reasonable gun control. There was a time in my life where I really didn't. And I had the perception that, well, geez, if you change any part of the Bill of Rights, then it's a slippery slope for the rest to fall. Now, getting wiser, getting older, I've realized that that's not really a reasonable position. You can make changes to the Second Amendment. And I think there has to be. I think you can still have the Second Amendment and allow people to have firearms to protect themselves and to hunt, which I do. But it's not unreasonable, in my opinion, to have red flag laws, to have waiting periods. I don't believe there's any reason for a private citizen to own an AR-15 or an AK-47. So I think those are reasonable limits to put on. Let me tell you a quick story about Wayne LaPierre. And I may have said this on the show a long time ago or a while back, but let me say it again. During my 30-plus years in politics as a staffer at the state level and the federal level, you meet a lot of people. And some of those people are big names. I met Colin Powell, I met George W. Bush, met Bob Dole, others. And there are also people that are powerful but not well-known. And they're just run-of-the-mill people like myself. And some of them are good people, some of them are bad people. I will tell you, in all my years of politics, the only person who I ever met who I came away from with a physical reaction and thought, that person is evil, was when I had the displeasure of meeting Wayne LaPierre at a Republican event around 2006. And my boss at the time, Dale Schultz, we got in the truck and I said, that dude's evil. And he said, I feel the exact same way. Good news. Wayne LaPierre done at the NRA. We are not done, though, with the show. We'll come back, talk to Peter Rapine of EPOM's World, The Week in Review. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. Alaska Airlines says it's inspected 18 of its 737 MAX 9 jets, like the one that lost a window panel in flight on Friday. This woman was aboard and says the emergency descent and landing were scary.
It was a trip from hell.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Alaska Airlines called the incident rare, adding, "Our flight crew was trained and prepared to safely manage the situation."
3 years after the Capitol insurrection, GOP presidential candidate Ron DeSantis says any rioters who were denied due process should be pardoned.
When I go in, we're going to end the weaponization of federal power. We are going to hold people in those agencies accountable. And when people, if they abuse their power when I'm president, I'm firing these people.
The Justice Department says nobody has been denied due process. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy has a warning about the snowstorm hitting his state.
Don't go out unless you need to go out. Stay off the roads.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
The Packers get Luke Musgrave back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers' promising rookie tight end Luke Musgrave has been on the injured reserve list after suffering a lacerated kidney against the Chargers in November. The team has moved him now from IR to the 53-man roster for Sunday's game against the Bears. A.J. Dillon will not play. He's out with a neck injury and a broken right thumb. Men's college basketball. The Badgers with an 88-72 win over Nebraska. Wisconsin built an early lead led by forward Tyler Wall with 17 points. Guard Chucky Hepburn with 13, including a flying through the air layup in the second half.
Hepburn against Lawrence. Chucky on the shakes, pushed two defenders down the lane to the rim. Layup is good. Woo-hoo-hoo, that was pretty.
Matt LaPay on the Badgers Radio Network. Wisconsin 33 of 60 shooting, head coach Greg Gard.
And the thing that probably jumps 18 assists on the 33 baskets. So that's, you know, sharing the ball, get yourself good shots, good win, good team win.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, cloudy skies with a chance of snow, a high near 33. A few snow showers tonight, a low near 25. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, we'll see a high near 34. Sunday night, mostly cloudy, 23. Cloudy skies and 34 again on Monday.
Currently 33 degrees.
The deep three.
Deep three right of the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and one.
The thrilling victories.
Badgers win it. Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight?
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three and the lead. He hit it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner three. Got it again.
Badger fans, be there when Wisconsin football returns to Camp Randall Stadium in the fall. Secure your season tickets today and be in the crowd when the Badgers take on Alabama, Oregon, and more big opponents at Camp Randall Stadium in 2024. For more information and to purchase Wisconsin football 2024 season tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM is looking for organizations that regularly distribute information about employment opportunities to job applicants or have job applicants to refer. If your organization would like to receive notification of job vacancies, please notify us at 1690 2nd Avenue South, Wisconsin Rapids 54495 or call 715-424-1300. WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM is an equal opportunity employer and encourages women and minorities to apply.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on locally grown radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tylo Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. The great Sam Davidson on the board, filling in for an under-the-weather Mr. Zommers. Mr. Davidson, we appreciate you being here. Sam's doing a fantastic job.
Glad to be here.
Yeah.
Having fun.
Shaved the mustache and still got it.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't hold all my board working powers in the mustache.
No, it was not in the mustache. It was in the hands, I guess.
I guess so, yeah.
Great to have you along, Sam. Thank you so much for all your great work today. It is 35 now past the hour, and time to move on to one of our ongoing recurring guests. We appreciate his contributions to the show. He is from EPOM's World, the fantastic Peter Rapine. Peter, thanks for joining us once again for a week in review. Happy New Year, sir.
Happy New Year to you, too. How you doing, Todd?
You know, I'm doing well. Thank you so very much for asking. We've got a little bit of the group, or whatever you want to call it, going around. It's not really COVID. It's just people are sick. Mm. So Sam and I are still healthy, and we're here. But it's going well. And quite frankly, just when you thought the holidays were going to be mundane in Wisconsin, I'd like to start off with a great piece from EPOM's World from right here in our very own Wisconsin. And the headline, Uptight University Fires Chancellor for Making Porn. And I want to read people the first line because it's magical. Did you write this, by the way?
No, my editor, Carly Tennis, wrote this.
This is fantastic. So here we go. Quote, one college chancellor discovered that putting the D in EDU can come with heavy consequences. Getting axed from his role at the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse after consensually creating and posting several pornographic videos with his wife, unquote. And away we go.
And away we go. I knew you were going to bring this one up today. I was waiting for this, so I am prepared. Just off the bat, I'd like to say I did do my research when reporting this piece out.
Mm-hmm.
His videos are out there on the internet, and they do not take more than maybe a minute looking to find. If any of your audience would like to find it for themselves, they're on, I don't know if I can say the name, sure. I guess I can, Pornhub, if they do want to find them. And obviously I'm not an expert in this type of stuff.
Oh,
but
come on. We've all been there, Peter. Let's just lay it on the table.
The videos are pretty good. You know, they seem like they're having a grand old time, right? They're a loving couple.
This is fantastic. You're not going to hear this anywhere else. A review of the chancellor's porn at La Crosse, quote, they're pretty good, from Peter Rapine.
Well, one of the videos is they were like on a holiday in like Puerto Rico or somewhere
really?
Tropical. And yeah, they're in like, you know, it's like a nice resort and they have like a nice hotel room that they're, you know, shooting out of. But honestly, it's just kind of a sad story. I think, you know, we have a very sex negative culture.
Mm-hmm.
With the rise of OnlyFans and, you know, more kind of sex positive platforms out there, it's just kind of surprising that someone who, for one, is a tenured professor could face repercussions such as this for, you know, living his life the way he sees fit.
Well, what I found interesting are a couple of things. A, and I've said this before when it first came out, that no pun intended, but when the news broke, what I said was, look, if you're a chancellor of a public university, I worked for a public institution, the state legislature, and there are certain expectations there. Do I think it was the smartest thing to engage in this and then put it out there publicly while you're also in charge of a public university? No, I don't think it's smart. And would I have done it? No. Would I be upset with it if I was a supervisor? Yes. Now, do I think the guy should necessarily be fired for doing I want to make this clear. He did nothing illegal. Everybody in these films, these videos, were, as far as we know, it was consensual. They were of age. I mean, he himself is like in his 60s. People were well of age, you know, and apparently They were thoughtfully done. And, you know, I mean, who doesn't appreciate some thoughtful filming, you know? And so, I mean, I want to get that out there because it's important that nothing illegal happened here.
Yes.
And then we have this whole deal. That's point number one. Number two, and here's the take I want from you, Peter Rapine. This guy had already said he was retiring as chancellor and was stepping down within a couple of months. And he intentionally put this out in public domain and seemingly tipped someone off because he wanted to test the issue of free speech within the University of Wisconsin system. And it seems to me a little self-aggrandizing. And I mean, I'm sure his OnlyFans numbers have gone through the roof since this. What do you make of that?
Well, honestly, I think that's probably the more interesting angle. As you say, is he really trying to test these waters knowing, you know, his career's coming to an end soon? Or is it really just a self-promo of his content? This is, I think, a debate a lot of people have, you know, sex workers or, you know, OnlyFans stars. What is like the ethical nature of that self-promo? You know, can you really besmirch the company you work for, the university you work for your own enrichment? And where is that line drawn? You know, because if he has a real claim, he's trying to shake up a conversation and what people on the internet like to call discourse, create a discourse around the acceptability of sex. Like, that's one thing. But at the end of the day, can you really decouple that from, right, possibly his own subscribers making money? It kind of gets into like a little murky of a territory, I think.
Yeah, I think so as well. And, you know, I learned this long ago in politics, the opposite of love isn't hate. It's just ignoring people, you know, and if you're, I think the university probably would have been better served if they have just ignored it, and let it go.
Probably. If you do go onto Pornhub and you look up his views, up his videos, there are people commenting who allege that they were former students of his, being like, I didn't know Mr. Gao, you know, had it like this, or if only I had known this, I would have paid attention more in class. So,
but what, just from a comical standpoint, the fact that they put together this thoughtful kind of cooking show on Twitter, now called X, maybe triple X, Twitter, you got Twitter and you got kind of a cooking show where they're fully clothed, but kind of like salacious comments. And then you have to go to the OnlyFans or Pornhub site to see the naked stuff. And the fact they put this cooking show together, I just find that hilarious. I don't know why.
It's great promo. He definitely knows how to, you know, work a narrative.
I'm sure he does.
And the line that we have in our piece about it is, in 2018, he actually spent like $5,000 in student fees. It's kind of unclear exactly what those fees were meant for, but he paid a porn performer, Nikki Hartley, to come and give a speech about adult entertainment. And I think if you want to make the case about, you know, teaching sex, and I'm not just saying sex ed, but sex as a profession in like a university setting, there probably is an argument to be made that, you know, if you're going to have a career day, why not, you know, include porn stars? They're professionals, right? Like, but he kind of seemed like he liked being the bad boy, which, you know, it's only going to get you so far.
It's just the gift that keeps on giving, Peter. You know, I mean, there's so many things you can take off of that.
Well, a meme that's included in the gallery or in the article that Carly, the editor, made is this meme, and it's the meme of consensual sex. And it's a photo of two people laying in bed saying, I consent. And the meme is that people swap in a third party that's saying they don't consent.
Right.
So the meme reads, the myth of consensual sex, two guys, a guy and a woman, I consent. And then UW, I don't. And then the bottom text reads, is there somebody you forgot to ask?
Well, yeah. And here's the thing, too, not to get too political, but here's the part that really kind of, you know, chafed me in all the wrong places is that you've got Republicans now in the state of Wisconsin, you know, just up in arms that, oh, my gosh, we're going to bring the hammer down because a guy who used to be the chancellor was doing consensual sex and porn in his own time. And again, it's, you know, the pot called the kettle black here, because you look down in Florida at what the Republican Party chairman and his wife, the co-founder for Moms for Liberty, they were in this menage a trois while they're attacking kids who are trying to, you know, teenagers and college people who are just kind of discovering their sexuality, they're basically making these people, these kids, feel terrible about themselves to the point of suicide. Meanwhile, Republican leadership, you know, these people are doing the same thing behind closed doors. And it's the hypocrisy, Peter, that just ticks me off.
100%. No, I think you're totally right. It's, I'm not sure if there's a right answer or like a correct way to navigate sex and how people feel about it. I think the Republicans really love to be sex negative, right? Homosexuality, openness. And the Democrats, to their credit, try to be more open. But I don't know if they really have thought out what that actually looks like in public. Like, should you be a chancellor and also have a Pornhub account? I don't have the answer to that. Don't come asking me about it, because I'm going to say, well, how good is the porn?
Right? Right.
I'm
going to say, is it, what's the material like?
Do we really need it? You know, are you adding something to the catalog?
You're by the way, your comment is spot on. As a former Republican who left the party in 2011 and someone who didn't come out until I was 38, I can tell you there are all kinds of people on the Republican side who are living, you know, I'm not going to out anybody, but I mean, you know, the lies are just endless over there. So people should look in the mirror before they point the finger at other people. EPOM's World is the website. Peter Rapine is our guest here from EPOM's World. So besides what's happened, what's popping in Wisconsin, what else you got for us, Peter, in the week of review?
I guess sticking with the theme that we're already on.
Fantastic.
And everyone knows the name Gypsy Rose Blanchard, just recently released from prison. She's had quite the week. She responded to a selfie that her husband posted on Instagram with, and I will read this comment and you guys can decide how you feel about it.
All right.
She responds, "Ryan, don't listen to the haters. I love you and you love me. We do not owe anyone anything. Our family is who matters. If you get likes and good comments, great. If you get hate, then whatever, because they don't matter." And she goes on to say, "That's because you are rocking my world every night. Yeah, I said it. The D is fire. Happy wife, happy life." So our headline reads, in quotes, "The D is fire. Gypsy Rose Blanchard brags about how good her husband's pipe game is." She's been out of prison for a week and is already the best thing on the internet.
I mean, you know, make hay while the sun shines, right? I mean,
exactly.
You know, I mean, hey, if he is getting it done and she's happy and they have a good life, God bless him.
God bless him, right? And she was actually on Good Morning America today.
Oh, was she really?
Yeah, and you know, you can go and look that up. We haven't really touched it yet.
I would love to see George Stephanopoulos interviewing her.
But yeah, she's, you know, out of prison and right in the limelight, and she honestly kind of knows what the internet wants. Like, this is what the internet wants to read from the influencers, if I can call it that they follow. But that gave us a good long belly laugh this week.
Emphasis in long, apparently.
Yeah.
The pipe game is good. So I guess. But I mean, I think you make a great point that, look, media is changing. Our own company, I mean, we're a broadcast network, but we do more and more things online and streaming. I mean, to your point, advertisers, it's all about the clicks and the likes and the views, right? And this stuff is getting it done. Whether people agree with it or not, you can't disagree with what happens.
Well, 100%. I mean, it's kind of ironic to think that Doritos or Nestle or Starbucks can really, you know, turn their nose up at advertising next to sexual content. At some point in time, when all content or all people care about is sexual content, you're not going to have a choice. Right, like if people are gonna have sex, don't you want them to eat Doritos afterwards? Right, like can you not eat like Doritos and also like to have sex with a consenting partner?
Just don't.
It doesn't seem like these are like, you know, opposite ideas.
Just don't use the red hot Doritos, because that could cause a lot of problems.
If anything, Doritos, you can have this one for free. It's an ad where it's someone licking the dust off their fingers before performing the act.
Right.
Right.
So many ways we could go, but we better be careful.
Yeah. I know, we better stop before we get down the long rabbit
hole. Well, in that line, don't go anywhere. We're going to come right back with more with Peter Rapine with EPOM's World on the Tom Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Tom Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock. That's 10 minutes away from national news, a check of weather, and then our friend and colleague, the great Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct, will be in rounding out our week. History being made every minute of every day, as Matt Flynn likes to remind us. He will take us to the front lines of history, Matt Flynn Direct, immediately after our show. It is Friday, January 5th, 2024, 9 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock. Sam Davidson filling in on the board for Mr. Zomers. We appreciate that. And Peter Rapine from EPOM's World joins us once again to round out the week. Peter, I cannot be more thankful to have you on the show, just because this is a it's been kind of a long week, and we have to laugh once in a while. And nothing better, in my opinion, when we can laugh at ourselves as human beings. And if people want to check it out, they could go to E as in Edward, bombsworld.com to check out all these great stories that you and your staff have put online. Great piece.
You're way too kind to me, Todd. I really appreciate coming on every week or every other week and getting to, you know, giggle it out.
Yeah, absolutely.
And talking about not taking things too seriously, Christopher Nolan, famous director. I think everyone knows him. He did Oppenheimer this year. So he was just accepting an award for best director at the New York Film Critics Circle. And he's recounting something that happened to him recently where he was in a Peloton workout class.
All right.
And the instructor of the class started trash talking one of his movies, the movie Tenet, which came out a couple years ago. Which I guess when it came out, a lot of people had gripes about the sound mixing. And could you imagine this? You're in the middle of the class, you're on your bike, you're sweating, and then all of a sudden the instructor that's trying to encourage you just starts ripping into you. I don't know, maybe some of us that would encourage us more. Maybe some of us would just say, hey, you know, I tried working out. This is not my thing. I got to get out of here. But she starts it off and she's like, has anyone seen this expletive? Did anyone see this besides me? Because I need a manual. Someone's got to explain this. What the bleep was going on in that movie? Do you understand? Seriously. You need to be a neuroscientist to understand.
Do you think that she knew who was in the class?
See, that's what I'm not 100% sure about. I would assume that she probably did. Otherwise, maybe this is like the one movie that she really hates the most and just makes fun of it every chance she can get. But as the internet does, they saw the video of Nolan getting the award, talking about it, go viral. Uh-huh. And within like 20 minutes, someone had found the video of the instructor's class, which they were able to download or clip off the internet. And it's honestly as funny as you think it would be. Because Christopher Nolan, whether you like him or hate him, he's kind of an easy guy to dunk on.
Right. He's a peculiar person. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. I think that's pretty fair to say. But this one, he honestly had, you know, I think he took it in good stride. He was pretty...
He can laugh. That's a good sign. He can laugh at himself. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. What else we got for headlines in EPOM's world here, Mr. Peter Repine?
Yeah, so this one comes to us from the good old and terrible place of Reddit.
Oh, Reddit. Let me just say, for those that don't know, Reddit's kind of an online thing where people post a subject and then people can just weigh in. And there's basically, correct me if I'm wrong, Peter, virtually no control. You can put lies up there. You can put crazy theories. It's kind of a cesspool, in my opinion, but continue.
Cesspool is, putting it nicely. Reddit is good and bad. It's a full grab bag.
Fair.
But so someone posted a tattoo of theirs on Reddit asking for advice. And the tattoo is a pineapple with the phrase that reads, "I know, you know," over top the pineapple, which in their defense is a reference to the TV show Psych. And it's a reference to like the theme song from the show. But what the guy who has this tattoo didn't know is that the pineapple is also a symbol for swingers. Right. Swingers use not the right side up pineapple, but an upside down pineapple to identify each other.
Really?
And so
I did not know this. This is fantastic.
If you see an upside down pineapple on someone's lawn, you know what they're into.
Stop the show a second. Let me just tell you, for those listeners out there, if you don't tune in this program for any other reason, tune in every other week for practical advice. This is, I've learned something. An upside down pineapple is a symbol for swingers.
This is what we call service journalism.
Please continue.
Upside down pineapple.
Please continue.
For swingers. This guy did not know that. And with the text reading, "I know, you know," it kind of only makes it worse. And so he reached out to Reddit. He's like, "Hey guys, I have this tattoo. I love this tattoo. I don't want to cover up the pineapple, but I need to cover up the saying on it because I keep getting approached by swingers in public. And I'm not about that lifestyle."
Maybe it's their opportunity to try something new.
Exactly. One could say that, right? When life hands you a pineapple, you sleep with someone else's wife, right? Or
life's too short. You know, enjoy it.
Yes,
you know,
it is. But everyone in the comments was like, "Dude, like, next time, do your research before you get a tattoo, bro. That one is on you."
Here from our text line are the alien Mr. Zommers from his bed text in and says, "Maybe this person could go on Sexy Healthy Cooking." That's the cooking show of the Chancellor at La Crosse. Also from WMDX, Dina here in Madison says, "Todd, loving this segment. The Gypsy Rose Blanched bit was absolutely fantastic. Was gold." So Peter, we're getting feedback. People love the segments. This is fantastic.
I love it. I love that.
that was news you can use right there. I mean, dial up Terry Bell, our news director. Make that the headline.
And these three stories, the La Crosse, the Gypsy, the pineapple, even the Nolan stuff, like these are the things that E-Bombs World really tries to look for. It's stuff happening online that is light and fun, but also might, teach you something about the world, show you a new perspective, or just teach you something about some community that you didn't know anything about. But in a fun, silly way, where you kind of sit back and go, "Oh my gosh."
In the words of the late, great Johnny Carson, I did not know that. So there you go. It's just things you did not know.
Another thing that we've been keeping our eye on.
I got about a minute left here. Go ahead, Peter.
If you listening own a Stanley Cup,
yes,
count yourself blessed.
Yeah,
we are reaching a new crisis inflection point for the Stanley Cup world. And I'm not talking about the hockey Stanley Cup, which Canada, sorry.
Right.
You can buy yourself the small little cups. You might not get the one you really need. But be careful out there if you're looking for a Stanley Cup.
They're the hot item. They're the hot item, a pastel colored Stanley Cup, like the thermos cup. It's a real deal. Peter Repine, you're also the real deal, my friend. Thank you from EPOM's World. Check out all these stores, the other great writing and segments here. Peter Repine, thank you so very much. Happy New Year to you. Have a wonderful day.
Happy New Year, Todd.
Stay tuned for Matt Flynn Direct next. Sam Davidson, thank you so very much. Mr. Zommers, feel better. We'll see you next week. Keep banging your drum.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.